Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. We're now available as a flavor strip. Just put it right on the roof of your mouth. It dissolves. You get the whole show. Delicious. I'm Mike Pasca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, the UN is meeting in Rome for a crisis summit on global food prices. But will anything come of it? We're going to find out. But first, let's get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR. Thank you. The confessed mastermind of the 9/11 attacks will be arraigned today at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The military tribunal will arraign four other defendants with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. The trial begins with the future of the Guantanamo prison camp in question. The Supreme Court will decide by the end of the month on the rights of prisoners there. Al-Qaeda appears to take responsibility for this week's car bombing of the Danish embassy in Pakistan. The attack killed six and wounded 20. NPR's Ivan Watson has more from Kabul.
A web posting by a writer claiming to be an Al-Qaeda commander in Afghanistan says Monday's deadly car bombing in the Pakistani capital was a revenge attack against Denmark, punishment for a series of cartoons mocking the Prophet Muhammad that were published in a Danish newspaper in 2005. At the time, the cartoons triggered violent protests across the Muslim world. The web posting claims an Al-Qaeda martyr carried out the attack with help from Pakistani jihadists.
NPR's Ivan Watson reporting from Kabul. Zimbabwe's opposition presidential candidate resumed campaigning today. Morgan Tsvangirai spent 9 hours in police detention. The police say they were not trying to disrupt his campaign. They say they just needed to check a vehicle in his convoy. Critics say incumbent President Robert Mugabe is ordering violence to intimidate the opposition ahead of the June 27th vote. An aftershock struck China's Sichuan province today. This is the area that felt the devastating earthquake last month. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Chengdu.
This was one of more than 100 minor aftershocks that have been felt across Sichuan province since the 7.9 magnitude quake on May 12th. Authorities had earlier begun evacuating people downstream from Tangjiashan Lake as water levels in the lake continued to rise. Elsewhere in the region, security forces blocked grieving parents and reporters from some collapsed schools, in a sign that Beijing is becoming increasingly nervous about the protests of parents, angry at the poor quality of construction of the schoolhouses where their children died.
NPR's Rob Gifford reporting from Chengdu. Powerful storms in Ohio have brought power outages, lightning fires, and flooding across the region. Ohio isn't alone. Funnel clouds and possible tornadoes have been spotted in several states. This follows other recent severe storms in Colorado, Iowa, and Nebraska. Polygamist leader Warren Jeffs is now facing half the charges he was. An Arizona judge dropped four incest charges against him. He still faces four other charges of sexual conduct with a minor in the arranged marriages of two girls. Jeffs is in an Arizona jail. Texas officials are investigating whether he had relationships with four girls at the West Texas ranch that's been in the news. Barack Obama fans in Kenya are toasting his victory with beer. There's a Kenyan brew called Senator Keg Lager, but now most drinkers just call it Obama beer. It's been a big hit during the primaries. Obama's late father was from Kenya, so many there see the senator as a favorite son. That is your news for now. It's online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.